I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're traveling in the Southern Hemisphere down in Argentina, checking out Buenos Aires. And we're talking with Robert Wright, who's lived there for 13 years, used to be a tour guide down there. And Jake's on the phone in Rancho Palos Verdes in California. Jake, thanks for your call.
Oh, thank you, Rick and Robert. I'm so excited, Rick, that you're holding a radio show on Buenos Aires. It turns out me and my wife and a friend are traveling to Buenos Aires in late May.
Great.
And we've tried to talk to people that have been there, and one of the things that has seemed to be a recurring theme is that people go down there and they seem to end up with some counterfeit money, sometimes making change from a taxi cab driver. I actually went to some blogs and saw that in some places people were actually drawing money out of an ATM machine that was counterfeit, which is a little scary.
That's very good question, Jake, and it's a good concern, especially as a traveler. You have to understand that there's this sort of custom or tradition in Argentina. People kind of like do whatever they can get away with. So it is in many ways like Italy, I guess. You know, you do what you can. So there is a thing of counterfeit money. There's lots of counterfeit money that's in circulation, but there's much less than there used to be even a decade ago. The idea is basically if you can travel with as much, with as many small bills as you can possibly find and give those to your taxi cab driver, he won't be giving you back any change, so you don't even need to worry about receiving counterfeit money from that. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen occasionally. So there's one thing you can be aware of. As far as counterfeit money from ATMs, I take money out of ATMs there a lot and don't usually have that happen. But I guess it's a possibility. I mean, banks.
Has it ever happened to you?
No.
So you lived there for 13 years.
And it hasn't happened
never
to
happened
me.
To
so I really wouldn't worry about
and
it.
And you've
that
been
much.
Leading a lot of tourists around in your groups, and you haven't had people brutalized by this.
No. The thing is, if you're confident, then basically they won't rip you off. But if you're a little timid or shy.
Really?
Then, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So just be upfront.
I like that small bills tip, because then you're lowering the stakes, I guess. Yeah.
And you're talking about carrying U.S. dollars in small bills, or
in local money, pesos in small bills. If you want to carry dollars, you could do that because a lot of places accept dollars for payment these days because the economy's not doing so well in Argentina. So, if you want, then you might be able to pay for a few things with dollars.
But is it better style just to change money and use local pesos? Or?
Definitely. But you can actually, well, if you want to hear the truth of what's going on, there's two exchange rates right now. The first is the official exchange rate, which is set by the bank, and then there's the black market rate, which everybody else tries to get because most Argentines, according to a law that was passed last year, are pretty much prohibited from buying dollars.
Oh, so
they want dollars. And so what has happened is a black market rate has developed alongside of that, and it's almost double the official rate.
But that's where you're likely to be dealing with unsavory people
with
counterfeit money.
That's true.
So you could get double
the
money that's really...
that's very true. Unless what you do is if you're renting an apartment, for example, from a local, and they request that you pay in dollars... You could do that and actually probably save quite a bit of money.
So if you're paying dollars, you can, without having to get into the black market thing, the rate in the informal economy is double for your dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't actually have to change money. You can just spend dollars, assuming you'll get a better rate if you're doing it with somebody who wants to get
who
that
wants
hard
to get
Western
that,
cash.
Yeah, they want that cash, right.
Very interesting.
So even for merchants, if they have a price in pesos, I can maybe negotiate with dollars. And get a better
not
deal.
So much for merchants, but for big items like either like apartment rentals or something like that, or maybe even like if you go to buy leather goods or that kind of thing.
Yeah, if you're haggling in the market or buying a leather coat,
then you can do that, but not in like a regular situation, not so much.
Not in a store.
Not
like
in a store.
In Europe.
No.
But if you're buying something in a leather market in the streets of Florence, there, you know, you're buying somebody who just wants to haggle.
Right.
And if you're going to haggle in pesos, you're going to probably find a little less wiggle room. But if you haggle in dollars...
You'll have a lot more room.
So that's a good point. Very good point. Jake, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.